Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 392 of Tech Webcast. We've got Jacob. Say yo, Jacob.
Yo, yo, ma.
That's good. We got Brad. Say yo, Brad.
Yo.
Yo.
Dylan.
And we got me, Dylan. Say yo, Dylan.
Say yo, yeah.
Yo, Dylan.
Yo, Dylan.
Yo, let's get into this shit. Tech Webcast.
Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carey Co. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at carryco.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
Boom.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Why haven't I updated that for you yet?
Don't know, mate. You've probably been busy.
I've been trying to think of a way to, like, sample together different songs that have the words Tech Webcast in them and slot them together in a very clever kind of Mixmaster mic way.
Yeah, right. Cool, cool.
It's been keeping me awake at night.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, so I haven't done anything. Sorry.
That's cool, man. No, hurry, no. Whenever you got some time, mate, you can send me one whenever you're ready, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Good to have you on the podcast, Dylan.
It's always lovely being on the podcast. Thanks for inviting me back, Brad.
Good, mate. Jacob, good to have you back on, mate.
Thank you.
What's news in your world in the USA?
Getting cold.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good story, Jacob.
It's a good story.
That's a good story. But when it gets cold in America, is it like snowing kind of cold?
Not in Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. That's sunny there, man. You don't know what cold is.
Hey, it sometimes gets down to 20 degrees.
That's not cold. That's
get
not,
stuffed.
That's not cold, mate.
No.
That's not cold, mate. Come on. Fahrenheit. That's not cold, mate.
20 degrees Fahrenheit?
No, that's not cold.
Dude, you're going to have to put on a shirt instead of going around topless all the time with that kind of temperature. A nice Hawaiian shirt, I imagine.
I actually have two in my closet.
Exactly. I know. I'm standing in your closet looking at you. Surprise! I'm not. What about you, Brad? What are you getting up to? I know you're getting up to vinyl. You seem
I've been
quite addicted, bro.
Yeah, I have, mate. I've been listening to some good stuff on vinyl and buying some stuff. It's been really fun. I'm really loving it.
Where did your addiction start?
Well, I actually won some records on PBS FM a few months back.
Sick.
And I had to go and buy a record player.
Yes.
So I bought a cheap one and see how I liked it and stuff, and I loved it. And then I went and bought another one, and then that's how it started. So,
what are you playing your records on now?
I'm using a turntable, the Chord brand. I'm sure if you heard
that
Chord from. It was on sale at JB Hi-Fi, so I got that, and works good. Play it through my Sonos Play 5 speaker.
Yeah, nice one, bro.
And sounds fantastic.
How good is it that PBS started you on your new journey into the love of vinyl?
Exactly.
PBS is just one of the greatest stations in the world.
Oh,
I know,
definitely.
You're a subscriber, aren't
I am,
bro?
Mate. I am, mate, yeah.
What's your show that you subscribe to?
Hippopotamus Rex.
That's it.
That's it.
I subscribe to the reggae show, Babylon Burnin'.
Oh, yeah, good show.
I love it. I've loved it since I was a kid and still love it to this day. Every Saturday. That means it's the weekend when it's Saturday, coming into the evening.
Mm.
I've cracked open a nice bottle of beer.
Yep.
I'm cooking something or I'm peeling prawns and I've got the reggae pumping. That means I am having a weekend and it's awesome.
That's cool, man. That's good. That's good.
106.7,
that's it.
3 PBS on the FM dial. If you're in Melbourne, that is, but you can get it around the world.
You're not in Melbourne, you're in Adelaide now, aren't you?
I am a man of the world. I'm a gypsy. I'm a child of the night. I'm a travelling Wilbury.
Okay.
I live everywhere, and sometimes it's Melbourne, sometimes it's Adelaide, and sometimes it's just in my fantasy world.
So you have a combi van?
I don't. I don't have a combi van. I just travel around a lot.
That's cool.
I'm based everywhere. I broadcast a show on the radio that for Adelaide.
Okay.
But I do a lot of time in Melbourne as well. Got a lot of family.
Okay.
There. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm all over the place, Brad.
Okay. Good stuff, mate. So you actually go back to Adelaide just to do the show, or do you actually live there?
No, I go back and forth. Are you trying to get my address? Are you being a stalker?
No. No,
I'm
joking. No, I'm just curious. I'm just trying to, like, you know, for people to work out what, you know.
Yes. I'm just a travelling Wilbury.
Okay. Good stuff.
That's it, mate. Vinyls. I want you to talk to me about vinyls because, you know, I'm a big audiophile.
I love
my vinyls. I've been collecting them since I was a kid, and I seem to have amassed quite a gigantic collection now. I've got one of those IKEA units. Can't remember what they're called. You know, with the like eight holes.
With the shelves and stuff, yeah.
The shelves, and it fits vinyls perfectly. So I'm currently standing in front of my IKEA unit.
Okay.
And that's chock-a-block, but then I've got another four or five boxes of lesser-played albums. I've got my favourites out here.
Nice.
In front of me. Mostly hip-hop.
Good stuff.
But then I delve into other areas. I've got a lot of classical too. The dog loves it, as you can hear in the background there. That's great.
Yep.
But, yeah, lots of ska and reggae. Ska, reggae and hip-hop are my main things. But then it gets a little bit weird here and there, you know.
But,
I mean, I
actually can't believe how vinyl is coming back now. It's unbelievable how it's come back, you know. How
people are getting. It's fantastic, isn't it? I sort of was hoping this would be the case. It's like as we moved through from, you know, tapes to
Yep. You there, Jacob?
I'm still here.
Okay, continue. What was he saying? He's gone off the air or something.
There you go. Sorry,
back,
my phone rang. That was good.
Okay.
Quality. As we moved, you know, through the ages from, you know, the CDs and those mini discs and all sorts of different technologies, I always thought, no, the greatest technology has always been vinyl because it's a physical, tangible item. It lasts forever.
It's
not some weird digital MP3, which is a little bit poor in quality and could be erased in an instant with a click of the fingers, pressing the wrong button. It's this lovely item you hold, and it comes in a big square sleeve, and it's got liner notes. And when you play it, you actively have to be engaged with the record. When the first side runs out, you've got to flip the disc. You don't just have it on in the background. It's foreground.
Yeah, right.
And I've always loved it for those reasons, you know. And it looks impressive when you've got a lot of records too. My record collection looks awesome. So I'm so glad that it's made a resurgence. And I think it's a way for fans to really show fans of music to show how much of a fan of music they are.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, you get the vinyl, you get the T-shirt, you go to the concert, the money goes back to the band. It's not this mysterious world of streaming or pirating where the artists seem to just sit there making music and trying really hard and see no returns. I love vinyl, and I'm so glad it's made a comeback. And now they're all releasing them on the big 180-gram chunky ones. And that's great fun to have in the collection too, and they feel lovely to hold. I'm so glad. And I'm really glad that you've got into it now.
Yeah, I love
too,
it, mate.
Brad.
It's good. It's good. It's a good it's a good hobby to get into, you know?
That's it. It's a healthy hobby.
It is.
And I can say that with my vinyl here in my house, we have very good parties.
Oh, nice one.
Because I think I read the crowd well. We had a crowd of four people here the other day. I was busting out some of the old favourites. You know, a bit of Herbie Hancock.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Rocket, how good is that?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it, yeah. I can hear it.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
That's awesome.
Live vinyl.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So what? I know you're into the Aussie hip hop.
Yeah, mate. Brad. I've been getting in a lot of rap, Aussie stuff, and a lot of getting into like some Silverchair and stuff, and
sick,
that sort of thing. And yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Did you get frog stomped the other day? Did I see that?
I did.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And it's like a frog, and it's orange, and it's like a frog on it. It's
really cool.
It's awesome.
Jacob, do you love the vinyl, don't you?
Let's put it this way. I helped him get some of them.
Oh, nice. Nice. Have you got a record player at your house with your Hawaiian shirt?
It's on right now. It's hooked into my computer.
Oh. I can't. Oh, yeah. Look, I'm peeping out of the closet looking at you, and I can see you there. Yes, there it is. Oh, it looks nice. That's good.
Yeah.
Good one. So can you, Brad, can you tell me, I need to make a little bit of a list because you seem to have your finger on the pulse with Aussie hip hop. And I do follow you on the social media, so I see them popping up. But I need some more tips of what I need to get for the Aussie hip hop. Well, give me some.
Probably some Discord.
Yes.
Trem 1.
Okay.
What else is there?
I love my Briggs.
Yeah. He's cool. What else?
How cool is he? He seems to be on my television all the time as well. He's everywhere.
I'm just looking at my list here. I'm just trying to find some. Hang on. What is it? There's so much. You need to. I buy all my stuff from Union Heights.
Okay.
Which is a good shop to buy online and has a lot of good stuff on there, man.
Yeah, nice. Mate.
And what else? Jake, what about you? Do you get much into record playing, mate? I know you haven't really gotten into that much, have you?
I have.
Just Doug. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Jake, go ahead, mate. What are you going to say?
I've got my hand in a little vinyl.
What is it?
I just go and grab my mom's.
Yeah, Deep Purple, right? You got me into Deep Purple. Do you like Deep Purple, Dylan?
Yeah, look, I'm trying to get back into some of the older music like that. I feel like I missed out on a big part of music history. I never got into Deep Purple or Led Zeppelin or those older bands or the Rolling Stones stuff. I was into the Beatles. I've got a lot of Beatles vinyl.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm trying to go back and learn more about my music roots by getting some of that stuff. But yeah, no, I love that stuff.
Mm.
You know, even all the metal and stuff, I sort of missed metal, and then later on in life I've started to love metal, and a lot of metal bands put their stuff out on vinyl, so I think I can start to expand my metal collection now.
Yeah, right. Where do you buy, what shops do you recommend to buy vinyl from, do you reckon?
I really like Tidal. It's a bookshop which has records too.
Okay, Tidal, yeah.
They have good ones. I'll find them online too from some of the more obscure ones. Oh, I tell you what I bought online recently, well, in the last few months anyway, it is Jack White's album.
Okay, yep.
Now, do you know about Jack White's album?
Not really, no.
Let me tell you about Jack White's album. I'm pulling it out right now as we speak. It is called Lazaretto.
Okay, sweet.
And it's him just making his amazing music, you know, from the White Stripes. But the vinyl itself, if you're a vinyl lover, I thoroughly recommend getting your hands on it. Make sure you get the one that is the proper one. I think you can get a normal vinyl. Don't get the normal one. Get the Ultra LP, it's called. Ultra LP. And the whole record is it's like you're sitting down with Jack White and having a conversation with him, because nothing is as it seems. Like, you put the record on and they're like, why isn't it playing? And then you realize you've got to start the needle at the inside of the record instead of the outside of the record. It plays backwards, man. There's another song on there where you drop the needle and the song starts, but then you drop it in a slightly different place and the song starts completely differently. It starts off electric in one track and acoustic in the other, right next to each other, and then those tracks combine into one track and the song finishes the same every time. That sounds trippy and it hurts my brain a bit. You'll understand it when you get it. The other cool thing, like, it's got heaps of these cool little Easter eggs in it. There's a really cool thing on there as well. When you spin the record, there's a little hologram of an angel that spins around on the record. I don't know how he's done. It's some kind of laser cut thing that he's done, and it must be some kind of, I don't know, animation technique or whatever. But it's sitting there, hovering above the vinyl, a hologram of a little angel. What the hell? It's amazing. And then there's other little amazing weird tricks on there, like, you know, the sticker in the middle of the record, that's got a track on it. It's a hidden weird track. It's just so cool. I've never seen anyone utilize as many vinyl tricks on one piece of vinyl. Sometimes you hear about people hiding a track here or, you know, or doing something clever there, but he is literally, I think he must have, he's done every trick in the book and then some. He's invented some more vinyl tricks as well. It's amazing. Check it out. Lazaretto, Jack White, the Ultra LP, not the normal one. It's absolutely stunning. Changed my world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That was a little piece of duck rock just then. Malcolm McLaren, one of the greatest albums ever.
Like that?
Remember Buffalo Gals? Three Buffalo Gals going around the outside. That's what that album is.
From South Shore High School, they always make dedication with world famous. Myself and best time.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. From Brownfield, brown, 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 brown. Oh my God. How good. How perfect. Oh, yeah. Here's another album I can recommend. It is a local act, the Bombay Royale. They are absolutely cool Indian sort of Bollywood sound. I heard them first on PBS, actually, and as I was listening to it, I was passing the title Bookshop, and I pulled over straight away, went in there, and I said, please, do you have this on vinyl? They did. I bought it. It's awesome. Bombay Royale. Check them out. It's, when I say Bollywood, it's like real sort of, I don't know, it's like action film Bollywood music. Never heard anything like it. I love it. I'll put some on in the background. I hope this isn't being too noisy in the background of the podcast trying to play records while we speak. Is it annoying?
No. Cool.
We'll see when we have a listen back. Here it is. Oh, yeah. A little taste. Oh, yeah. Good. Well, that's vinyl. We love vinyl. Everyone should listen to vinyl. Let's talk about, I feel like we should talk a little bit about the phenomenon. I mean, it's a tech-related thing. The phenomenon of Pokemon Go. I feel like we need to address it because if we didn't address it, it would be a serious omission from this podcast. I love talking to you about tech stuff, and you always enlighten me. And I think vinyl is pretty tech. It's a bit tech. It's a bit analog too, but it's fairly tech because you have to use a record player. I choose to use Technics 1200s when I play my records. But the Pokemon Go has taken over many people's lives, including my own. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't think you're playing it, are you, Brad?
He's not. He'll be back in a minute. I'm just holding it down for him.
Oh, cool. Are you playing it, Jacob?
No.
Why?
I have my iPad and my record player hooked up to my computer now.
Uh-huh. So are you? So you don't need to play Pokemon Go because you're occupied with your record player. Is that right?
No, I'm actually occupied with helping Brad.
Huh?
I help Brad.
That's good. But is anyone playing Pokemon Go in Florida?
Not me, because it's going downhill.
Why, because they're losing players?
Yeah, I read it, and they're losing big time.
Yeah, they're losing players, but the hardcore players are still sticking by it, like me. I mean, I'm not even that hardcore. I'm on level 21. I'm trying, but then I see other players on level 28, and there's no way I can ever catch them now. They're too far advanced. I think that's why people are dropping off a little bit, because they feel like they can never catch up to the others. It's too far. Too much time needs to be invested. But, man, I can't get enough of it. I tell you, though, the dog's getting a lot more walks at the moment. I just use that as a great excuse to get out there and get on the Pokemon Go and catch them all. I think I'm losing friends by playing it. Sometimes these are the sacrifices you have to make with a hobby. And it's better than Candy Crush, which was my previous addiction, which I'm still trying to wean myself off. What games do you play, Jacob?
It's at random.
Do you play like PC games or on a console?
Well, I have my console in the other room.
What is it?
An Xbox One.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite on that?
GTA.
Okay. Have you been playing that forever?
Yes. Brad logs in. I walk over to his apartment. And I sometimes bomb him as he logs in.
You're an asshole. That's fun. I got into GTA a little bit, but my favourite Xbox game has always been Halo. Loved it. Loved it from back in the day where you could... That first time a bunch of us... I think I've talked about this before on Tech Webcast, but that first time that a bunch of us all brought our TVs into one room, we had a party... We drank some beers and we hooked all the TVs up together and played Halo together. The first time that happened, changed my life. It was awesome. It was like Gauntlet, but on a much bigger level. Remember Gauntlet in the arcades? It was the best.
I played it once.
I loved it. And then it came out, I think it was on N64. Loved it. So cool. Green Elf is about to die. Blue Valkyrie is about to die. I think I just died a lot when I played it. That's all I can remember from it. I'm a big fan still of the old Tekken as well. I love the Tekken. It's the greatest fighting game ever. Do you ever get into that?
I have one game, but I can't play it. It's on my PlayStation.
Oh, okay. What's the new games coming out at the moment that are cool?
Two that are coming out at the end of the year.
What are they?
Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy on the Xbox One.
Yeah, nice. I'd like to get a pinball machine. I think that's my next investment. I'm an old pinny head from way back as well. My house feels incomplete without a pinball machine, Jacob. Yeah. Where's Brad?
He should be back.
Where's he going?
I don't know.
Man, you are taking up valuable Pokemon time here. Jokes. I'm happy to put off Pokemon for a half an hour while I chat to you. More than happy. It's probably for the... What's that? It's probably for the best. Best for my health.
That was my iPad.
Oh, you got little sound bites in there.
Yeah. I actually got a sound bar and it's hooked up through RCA to my mixer.
Dude, you got it going on. I got to get my shit together and organize some of that stuff.
Right,
I want to make sounds like that.
All right, I'm back. What did I miss?
Oh, bro. Everything?
I had to do something.
That's all right. No, I've just been trying to talk about Pokemon Go to Jacob, but...
He's not interested in it?
He's not interested. And this is the same reaction I get from most of my friends and my wife, who bloody hates that I play it all the time. She's always like, are you on that, Pokemon? And I'm like, no. I'm doing an important work email.
There hasn't been any dead air, has it?
Uh-huh.
we would not allow that. Good. Luckily, Jacob's got his little soundboard thing, and he can do things like, oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
There's one. Not sure what that was, but it was cool.
Shotgun.
All right.
Do another one. That is some quality shit right there.
It is.
Good work. Well, it's good to have you back, Brad. Now, you missed the whole conversation about Pokemon Go and me trying to get Jacob excited about it, and he just played it. Oh, yeah. And we talked a little bit about gaming and Jacob's Xbox. And then I said, I think I ended that conversation with, I need a pinball machine. I think I've been saying that for about 15 years, and I still haven't got myself one.
Hey, did he tell you about what happened to the lightning?
To the what?
To the lightning hit his house.
What? No.
Jacob, tell him.
I did.
What?
Oh, I wasn't listening.
I was in my bedroom when it happened.
And what happened? Did you get some superpowers?
No, I lost my TV, lost my old Xbox.
Oh, that's what happened. Shit. And is that covered by insurance? Probably not.
No, it's not.
When it's an act of God, you can't do anything about it, can you?
No, you cannot. No. No, you cannot.
Wow. That's terrible, man.
It is.
We should have a fundraiser to get you a new gaming console.
Well, that's already been done.
Ah, well done. Good on everyone.
What about Recovery TV?
Yeah. All right. That's a good spot to talk about this stuff. So you might have seen there was on Rage the other night, they did a recovery special, which was really cool. And the Recovery is a music show I used to host back in the day, Jacob. It was the 20-year anniversary this year. So that's how old I am. Bloody old. Brad, did you used to watch it?
Yeah,
how
man.
How old were you?
I used to watch it every Saturday morning.
Yeah, sick. You must have been a little tacker.
Well, not really. but I remember seeing Silverchair, and I remember you on there with Silverchair playing away with them. You know, playing.
They let me come up and have a jam on my harmonica.
Yeah.
I tried to keep up with them doing Led Zeppelin. It was a bit embarrassing on my behalf, but they were amazing. So yeah, we had a retrospective on TV to celebrate the 20 years, and that was on telly like a couple of weeks ago. And the interest that sparked has been magnificent. Like all different, you know, media and newspapers and online, you know, music websites, they've all been showing keen interest in doing little interviews and stuff. And so, you know, Jane Gasso and I and a few producers and a few other people, we've been having chats about, you know, I wonder if it's time to get a music show back on telly that has live music and, you know, a bit chaotic like Old Recovery was. And, you know, well, we're all of the opinion that, of course, the time is right. It's whether the world is ready that, you know, we're trying to gauge that interest level.
Yeah.
But after the response, you know, on social media and people coming up to us, the response was so cool that, you know, we're fingers crossed, something might happen. It might not be a massive thing, you know, but hopefully it becomes a massive thing. I think it's still a matter at this stage of testing the waters, seeing if people are really interested. I mean, it's all very well for people like us to go around asking whether or not people would like a show like Recovery back on telly. But the people we're talking to are industry people. That's our friends, you know, they're musicians or they're touring people or record companies or people in media. So of course they're gonna say yes, that'd be great. But I wonder if the general public wants it. I mean, we've been told for nearly 20 years now that there's no place for music on television anymore because you can do it on the internet.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. And look at Channel V and them sort of shows. They had some awesome shows on Channel V, and now they're all gone. They've rebranded Channel V now, and
yeah,
and that's
sad,
all shit.
Isn't it?
You know, it's just, you know, it's.
I think it's sad, and I mean, I don't want to hear excuses from, you know, networks or production companies anymore, like, oh, the internet's killed music TV. It's like, no, that's bull. There's totally a place for it. It's still, like, when we watch music TV in Australia, it's always imported from overseas, you know, whether we're seeing someone on Jimmy Fallon you know, getting on idea, because he has great artists on there.
Yeah, right.
You know, or, you know, watching some things from England, like Jules Holland or whatever.
Yep.
That's, they have great stuff, but it's always imported and slightly irrelevant. Like, we, if we need, I'm a firm believer that this country should be proud of its music scene.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, encourage its music scene, be supportive of the artists. You know, let people know who's coming out for the big festivals. Festivals are the you know, that's the way we find out new music these days. We find out who's on the bill and work out what stage we're going to go to and what bands we're going to watch. But there's nothing to inform the people before the festivals happen. You know, we need to be taking advantage of this great scene and supporting it again. I don't know. I've got no idea why we wouldn't want to do this. It seems like a no-brainer. We seem to be very happy importing shows from overseas, or importing concepts from overseas of shows and just copying them. I mean, that's all good and well, and reality TV's got its place, but I don't know why rock and roll's been pushed to the side in the name of reality
TV. I don't know, man.
It seems that that's a terrible crime. I've got so many friends who are musicians, and the only way you can do it these days, and there's nothing wrong with it, but it's through your own means via social media. There's no other, you know, and then a couple of radio stations you might be lucky enough to get played on, if you fit their, you know, their criteria.
Yeah, yeah.
And props to them, and props to the community radio stations like PBS, Triple R, and, you know, Double J does some great stuff, as does Triple J as well. And, you know, there's some of the more commercial stations where now and then an artist will seep through the ranks and get a little bit of play, which is great, you know.
Mm.
But I don't... Why wouldn't we have that on TV? I mean, an updated version is clearly what's needed of the old recovery. You can't do it like it was, because that was the 90s and we didn't have the internet. These days, right. You know, combining...
How would an online show go, do you reckon? Would people like it, do you reckon?
I've got nothing against doing an online show, but as long as... I feel like we should be combining all the technologies a bit more.
Yeah, right.
You know, an online show, which is presented, firstly... You know, as a free-to-air TV show, it makes sense to me. Maybe have it live stream so people around the world can watch it. I think it's
that
got
could work.
International relevance. You know, if people, if we're watching shows from England and America, what's to say they wouldn't watch a show from Australia if it was unique and full of energy and colour and, you know, and a really positive vibe? You know, there's a big gaping hole where that should be.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll keep fighting the fight, and we'll keep pushing, and we'll see if we can get somewhere. We've had some really good meetings, though, lately, so watch this space.
All right, mate. Sounds awesome. I can't wait to hear more. I hope it does happen, because it's going to be a good show to get back on TV.
Bro, you'll get the first tickets to come along to the studio audience.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Also, I've told Rage to make a channel, like a 24/7 channel on the ABC, on Freeview.
Well, that's a great idea.
And yeah, I reckon they should do that.
That's a fantastic idea, dude. I love that. I'll keep that in mind as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be part of that. ABC 4.
Yeah, ABC 4 or
ABC whatever. Rock.
Or whatever, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Because Rage is a great show, you know.
Of course it is.
It's just an awesome show.
Yeah, well, people put a lot of effort into making those clips, and it's a shame that there's not more places where they can get played.
Yeah, right. What about Netflix? You get into Netflix much at all, Dylan?
Yeah, I love the Netflix.
What about Stan? Do you watch Stan?
No, just Netflix. I'm watching Stranger Things at the moment, which is amazing.
Oh, man, I watched episode one last night. I could not get into it.
Oh, really? Nah, give it some more time.
It's too hard.
It gets pretty weird.
Oh, does it?
But it's very creepy. It's a creepy, creepy show.
Okay.
What's that other one I just started watching you might like? It's all like hip hop and disco from back in the day.
What's that called? I seen that just the other day. Let me look.
It's so cool. I just started watching it the other day.
Oh, shit. What's it called?
It's so rad.
Wish
I could remember the name of it. That's not very
Jacob,
helpful.
Jacob, what's the name of the show? What's the name of it? Jacob?
Don't know.
Get Down. It's called Get Down.
That's it, bro. Well done.
Get Down.
That is rad. I loved Orange is the New Black. That was cool.
Yep, good show.
Yeah, but definitely Stranger Things.
Have you been to, this is a totally off topic, but have you been to a record store in Melbourne called Northside Records? In
Fitcher? Yeah.
That shop's awesome.
Yeah, that's it, too.
I'm actually having the guy on the show, going to be coming on the podcast in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's cool.
Chris,
wicked.
Chris Grill, his name is Chris.
Yeah.
Grill. Grill. Yeah, Grill.
Yeah, nice yeah. one.
Who?
G-I-L-L.
That's what I said. Chris Gill. Grill. I can't say his name. Still his name, but
yeah, you say Grill.
Or whatever. But that's yeah, that's cool.
That's nice. Yeah. No, Netflix, it gets a fair amount of use at our house because I've got kids 3 and 7 years old. And so it's also really handy for them, you know, to stick on a movie and not have to keep paying heaps of money to hire videos.
Yeah, right.
Sure, they watch the same movie hundreds of times, but... That's not because I'm a bad parent. That's not what I'm saying. So, we love the old Netflix. So you reckon I should give Stan a go as well?
Yeah, Stan's got some good stuff on there. Yeah, Stan.
Do they do Stan originals like Netflix?
Yeah, they
do.
They do.
Okay.
They do. Check out Stan, mate.
Maybe I should check it out. I had Presto for a bit. That was all right.
Yeah, Presto's all right, yeah. Have you got the Apple TV? Did you upgrade your Apple TV to the newest one yet?
No, I haven't. Is it better?
Oh, shit, yeah, mate. It's awesome. Why? You can use Siri. You can talk to it, tell it stuff.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
You can ask it to find actors and movies and that sort of thing, and it's really awesome.
Oh, right. Very clever. It is. Oh, I might have to look into that, I think, after I get a pinball machine.
Yeah, get that and then get the Apple TV.
That's it, bro.
All right. Anything else, Dylan, before we wrap up, mate? Is that it? Anything else?
Well, I think I've got to take my crazy dog for a walk. What's I'm a dog sitting. It's not What's even a... my dog.
Oh, it's not your dog. Oh, okay.
No, it's an Italian greyhound and just has way too much energy.
Oh.
Mate, keeps me up all night. Crazy thing. Jeez. So, yeah, I'm going to take him for a walk, which is code for I'm going to take him for a walk and catch some Pokemon.
What, walk the dog and look at the phone?
Oh, yeah.
What phone do you own at the moment? iPhone?
Yeah, cool. I can't get off the iPhone. I was tempted by the, what are those ones that have the virtual reality things that come with it? Is it a Samsung?
I'm not sure, mate. Samsung, I think, yeah.
All that 360 video stuff is so cool. Have you watched some of that?
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
How rad is that? When you look around, like, in real space, on even just watching something on YouTube, it works. I don't understand. It hurts my brain. It's so cool. But no, I'm sticking with the iPhone. It's what I know, and it talks to all my devices.
How many Apple devices do you own?
Well, I haven't thrown out old computers, so if I get to count them,
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, probably about 8. Have the Apple Watch.
What do you think of the Apple Watch?
I'd like one. I just haven't got one yet. I like watches. I love watches.
Yeah.
I'll probably get one day. You've got one, haven't
I've
you?
I've got one, yeah. I love mine. Yeah, I use mine all the time. I read all the time. I love it.
Yeah.
Comes in
yeah,
handy.
Maybe I will. You've always got the best gadgets, best technology. You are the man, Brad.
Got to keep up with the times, mate. Jacob, what about you? What's your view on all this?
Pretty damn awesome.
All right.
Exactly.
Have you got any recommendations for Dylan, Jacob, to watch on Netflix?
No, because I don't think he would watch Power Rangers.
Yes, I would. I like Power Rangers and I like Pokemon. So
okay. Yep. And you have to get the new Avalanches.
I will.
You have to get the new Avalanches on vinyl, mate.
I will be getting that. And all your other recommendations too, I'll go and check them out.
Definitely. And you've been doing some videos with your records too. I've seen a couple of videos that you've done on YouTube.
Yeah, just a bit of mucking around.
That's cool.
Sometimes I get 45 minutes to myself without kids or dogs and I'm like, oh, I'll do this to amuse myself and just have a little muck around. Yes, I'm no expert. I'm just a fan. That's all.
I won't repeat what Jacob just said.
What did he say? Does he love the pink Power Ranger Kimberly?
I think so.
Cheeky monkey.
I won't say what he just said on a podcast, but it's always fun.
You're a cheeky monkey, Jacob.
Yeah, you're relieving yourself.
Oh, God. Terrible. Well, boys, thanks so much for having me on again.
Thanks, mate.
I always enjoy having
you. You're a champion. You're a legend.
You're a champion.
You're a legend.
You're nearly up to show 400. Congratulations.
Yep.
And I hope to speak to you again sometime in the nearer future than last time, as I always say.
Well, before Christmas, maybe, if you can.
Yeah, for sure. and I'll try and get a new song for you. It's working in my brain. I'll get there, man. I promise.
All right, mate. No problem. Thanks, Dylan. Right.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, mate. Cheers.
See ya.
See ya. See ya.